Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks, and this is episode 250 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. Hi, friends. Welcome back for another episode. I can hardly believe that we are at 250 episodes of the podcast. You know, back in August of 2020, I stepped out of faith to do something I had never done before, to create a podcast, not knowing if anyone at all would listen. But here we are, 250 episodes in, and I'm excited because we are approaching 90,000 downloads of the podcast. And all that's possible because of you who are listening and who are part of this community. I want to thank every one of you who have listened, some of you from the very beginning. Thanks for being here. Thanks to each of you who have left ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to everyone who's told a friend or shared the podcast on social media. From the beginning, my prayer has been that this podcast would inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the inner life of the Christian. I've been playing guitar since I was 9 years old. I'll never forget that first guitar my grandparents gave me as a Christmas gift. But what I learned very quickly is that you have to constantly tune the guitar to the correct key. Even if you tuned the guitar last week or yesterday or even a couple of hours ago, it could still be out of tune. It takes regular attention to keep the guitar sounding beautiful. I believe our hearts are a lot like stringed instruments. We can tune them up by being in church, spending time with other believers, praying, worshiping God, or by reading and applying God's word. But without regular tune-ups, it doesn't take long for our hearts to drift out of tune. And the longer we neglect tuning our hearts, the further they drift. The Bible describes the inner life of the Christian as the heart. No, it's not our physical heart, but it's the core or center of all that we are. It's critical that we pay attention to our inner life and that we keep our hearts in tune with God. Today I was reading from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23 read like this. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So let's talk about this. Why is it important to guard the heart? Why do we guard the inner life? Well, first, because your heart is extremely valuable. Now, we don't guard things that are worthless. I take my garbage out to the street every Thursday night, and it's picked up on Friday morning. It sits in the can by the curb all night, completely unguarded. Why? Because it's worthless. But not so with your heart. It is the essence of who you are. It's the part of you that connects with God and other people. The condition of your heart or your inner life impacts every part of your life, your walk with God, your faith, your emotional life, your relationships, ministry, career, education, and so much more. Second, we guard our hearts because the heart is the source of everything we do. In verse 23, Solomon says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In other words, it is the source of everything else in your life. Your heart flows into your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And the condition of your heart determines the direction of your life. Jesus said it this way in the New Testament in Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And third, we guard our heart because it is constantly under attack. Think about this. Solomon's words are a warning. He used the word guard. He implies that you are living in a combat zone. You don't have to guard something unless it is under attack. So many people are oblivious to the reality of this spiritual war, but we have an enemy who is determined to destroy us, our faith, our walk with God, our influence, our marriage, our potential, and our future. He not only opposes God, but he opposes everything aligned to God, including you and me. We do lots of guarding, you and I. We lock our cars, we guard our homes, we lock the door, we guard our money by wise investments and by living on a budget. We guard our families by being careful. But this scripture reminds us that more than anything else that we might guard, we should guard the inner life. We should guard our hearts. It should be our highest priority. In fact, Solomon says, above all else. Here's today's challenge. Pay close attention to your inner life. Guard your heart. Ask God to reveal if anything in your heart does not please Him. Surrender those things to the Lord. Hey, thanks again for joining me for episode 250 of the podcast. I'm so glad that you were here today. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, I'd be honored if you would share it on social media. Have a great day, everybody. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.